Welcome, everyone. We are about to begin Ves Hashem BPM Shir number 154. We're talking about Akaras HaTov and how important it is in life and in marriage. And usually Akaras HaTov goes down every time we feel we paid in full for what we received. And that blinds us to the abundant gifts that we are receiving. So, for example, you order a new refrigerator and you paid for it. And the delivery man brought it to your house and unpacked it, connected it. You may even said thank you. But recognize all the gifts that are within this refrigerator. First of all, who gave you the money to purchase it? Then you know, in order to get that fridge, think about it. Were you personally able to invent a compressor or condenser or other mechanisms to make the refrigerator cold? Or are you able to design the interior with its movable shelves or manufacture the door and handle of the fridge or make the seal that keeps the door closed without the cold air escaping it or install a light and gadget that turns the light on when the door is opened or produce the packing materials that keep the refrigerator from damage on its way to you or carrying the refrigerator from the truck to your kitchen? Now, hundreds of people have done for you things that you're not capable of doing. So even though they received payment, but the only appropriate response for their contribution should be Akaras HaTov. So the idea that we said that the sense of entitlement makes gratitude impossible. So the same applies to your marriage. A husband may have felt that his wife's shopping or cooking or cleaning or laundering or taking care of the children were his due because he supports her financially. And today in the majority of households, women also earn money. But even so, some husbands feel entitled. They consider themselves, that's part of the job description of their wife, finished. A prime example of this is carrying and giving birth to children. Pregnancy is very hard, very difficult. First few months, a wife is maybe nauseous, vomiting, fatigued. There are complications. Some people have difficult, challenging pregnancies, high blood pressure, thrombosis, gestational diabetes, other types of things. And carrying that extra weight, the 22 to 26 pounds of weight, is difficult. In the final weeks, she will be unable to find comfortable sleeping positions. Labor is excruciating. So is a husband's father's heart full of gratitude to your wife for giving you this child? Or do you feel that's part of her job as a wife? You're just entitled to it. This is just the way it's supposed to be. Your wife makes supper. Do you thank her? Whether or not you actually liked what she served. Or does the combination of taking it for granted and feeling entitled silence all your words or thoughts of gratitude? Now, sometimes what people have is that they don't want to express Akaras HaTov because if you acknowledge something your wife did for you, it'll make you feel indebted to them. You know, if I thank them, that means I owe them. And Gedolei Yisrael, when you read the Svarim, the Musa Svarim and other Svarim, they say that this is really one of the reasons why people are not Makar Toiv. They don't want to be Meshubit. It creates a responsibility and they don't want to feel Meshubit. So here is an anecdote here. A husband said that my wife complains that I never thank her for anything. And honestly, does she expect to thank you for every little thing she does? Should I thank her for making dinner every night? Isn't that part of the wife's job? Does she thank me for going to work every morning? Actually, she does sometimes say that she appreciates how hard I work, but thanking her would make me feel indebted to her. Like when you give a gift and you need to reciprocate, or like when someone invites you to their daughter's wedding, and then you feel you need to invite them back to your daughter's wedding, even if you don't want to. So saying thank you makes me the recipient of her generosity like a beggar at the door. But I'm not a beggar. I'm a businessman. I pay for what I get. So I thank my wife for making dinner. How am I supposed to pay her back? By doing the dishes? By reciprocating by making a dinner tomorrow night? That's crazy. So you see this attitude, the fear of feeling indebted. One needs to know this, that the fear of feeling indebted doesn't change the reality that you are indebted to your wife. So you have to admit it and you need to express it, b'lev shalom. It's like you're afraid of cold weather. You could be afraid of cold weather and dislike the cold weather, but then going outside without a coat, it won't change the temperature. It's just the metzia. Same thing like over here. You're indebted to your wife. So be humble enough to recognize it and express it. So to, as exercise for this, please listen carefully and maybe write this down. Make a list of things, 10, 20, up to 50 things you're grateful to your wife from all the years of your marriage, and you be as specific as possible. It's worthwhile to do this exercise. Here's some examples. Writing a thank you note for all the wedding gifts you received. To go that you went with me on a long car trip to visit my sick uncle, even though your wife gets car sick. Leaving something out of a recipe that she makes because she knows that I don't like it. Shopping online for my socks and my underwear. Shopping for my children's clothing. Remember reminding me about my parents' birthday. Remember reminding me about my siblings' birthday. Cooking Shabbos meals. Cooking great Yontav meals with a variety of dishes. Forgiving me when I'm under a lot of stress and I speak harshly. Buying treats and toys for the children for the holiday. Calling my own relatives, my own aunts, my own parents, to wish them a Shana Tova before Rosh Hashanah. Carrying and giving birth to our oldest child. Nursing our oldest child. Carrying and giving birth to our second child. Nursing our children, second child. Taking our children to the dentist. Taking our children to the pediatrician. Taking my advice about redecorating the living room over her own preference. Giving up her high school reunion in a distant city because our teenager was going through a difficult stage just then. Or not buying ingredients she needs for certain recipes because my Rav doesn't hold of that heksher. You have tremendous, tremendous list, and you show it to your wife. You'll see that that becomes one of the greatest prized possessions. So this concept of Hakaras HaTov, this is the concept of why Moshe didn't hit the water in Mitzrayim or the earth in Mitzrayim, because both of them were mativ to Moshe, even though it was an inanimate object, that it saved him in the water when he was a baby. The water saved him, or the earth saved him when he buried the Mitzri, and so on and so forth. So to grow in that Hakaras HaTov is tremendous. It's a tremendous, tremendous yesod in life. We reviewed, I don't know if it's out yet, but in the BPJ series, it's called The 13 Things Mentally Strong Couples Don't Do. And we go through all of those 13 things in different shiurim there. And one of the big ones is that they don't take each other for granted. That is such a big yesod. So the idea is, if you know you don't thank your wife enough to grow and thank her better, if you spend time complaining about things your wife doesn't do rather than appreciate the things that they do, let's work on that. If you quick to notice things that aren't done right as opposed to things that your wife does well, correct that as well. Recognize that your expectation of what your wife does for you may be too high, coming from a sense of entitlement. If you rarely give your wife gifts or tokens of appreciation, we need to correct that. And you're assuming maybe that your wife knows that you appreciate them even if you don't say it. So you have to ask these questions. Do you appreciate the things your wife does for you? How do you show this appreciation? Do you show this appreciation? Sometimes you don't recognize how much your wife is doing. You don't recognize it. And you don't want to get into a matziv chalila where she's not well, or she leaves, or she stops doing these things for you to recognize how much she does for you. Sometimes you just assume that she knows how much you appreciate her, even though you never told her and you don't say those words to her. You know, that he thinks he complimented her on her cooking, but he doesn't even remember expressing it truly. Sometimes we get self-absorbed in our own problems and our own issues, and we forget to really put effort into this. So this is such an important yesod to work through this. And when you change how you're thinking, you shift the way you feel and shift the way you behave. To give the benefit of the doubt when you see those negative things, You know, like she's too slow to pay the bills, but she's careful when paying the bills to avoid mistakes. She talks about the same things every day, but you can look at it in a positive way. She's passionate about the things she discusses, and she needs me to be a good listener, and I need to be a good listener. You know, I love, you tell your wife, I love that you stopped to help that person today. I appreciate your kind heart. I appreciate how you put into learning the new skill that you're trying to learn. I appreciate the way you handle the kids today. I appreciate this wonderful meal. You journal these things. You write it down, both to muster and gain the Hakaras HaToiv for your HaKadosh Baruch Hu and for your wife at the same time. According to John and Julie Gottman, which will Be'ez Hashem review more of their books, their relationship experts that studied more than 40,000 couples, they say that saying thank you may be the one of the most important things people do in their relationship. Their research found that individuals who express and experience gratitude had happier and healthier relationships than those who didn't say thank you very often. So appreciate your wife. Appreciate your wife. Thank you. Thank you for actually going to the store when I asked you is sarcastic. No, you just say thank you for going to the store. I appreciate it. You grow in Hakaras HaToiv, and that grows you into a person to be an Erlich Hayid and Yirei Shemayim, and it helps you grow in most unbelievable ways. Bracha v'atzlacha.